Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Josh's Tide joke over and over, a stowaway, and the Doobie Brothers. We'll have that coming up right after this.
I didn't mean to laugh.
There are some things you don't want to say to a naked guy.
Can you help me find it?
There are things you never say to a naked dude.
Does that thing come with an air pump?
I thought you said you had smallpox. Really? No, seriously. Really?
But your feet are so big.
Aw, that's cute.
Hang on, I'll get my tweezers.
Aw, it's like a little light switch.
For a second there, I thought you had a third nipple.
I didn't know they could be innies.
Well, this explains your big car.
You don't want to say to a naked guy.
Wow, your boobs are bigger than mine.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, we began the show with one of the classics, Invisible Leash, because we had an odd story yesterday. I mentioned how much I love the term stowaway.
Yeah, we have an update on her.
Yeah, you don't hear about it much. Because back in the day, they'd be having a nice cocktail party on some ship and about to leave from the Hudson River to head to Europe or whatever, and then everyone's in tuxedos.
Then they
blow that whistle, and you have to get off the ship if you're not going. And then someone, you know, like the Marx Brothers, whatever, would stow away or somebody.
Right. Yeah. Well,
this is stowaway on airplanes, right, Christy?
Yeah. 69-year-old Marilyn Hartman left a facility where she'd been staying Tuesday. An electronic monitoring device allowed Cook County Sheriff's deputies to track her as she headed for Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Deputies activated an alarm on the 69-year-old's device as she neared Terminal 1, where she was arrested. She showed up in court yesterday. Her bail was set at $100,000. Her attorney said that she was distraught and she has mental illness, and she was only going to the airport because she saw a news story about herself. Whatever.
Yeah, this lady's got screw loose.
That kind of high bail makes sense, though. She is a free flight risk.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's just getting started.
That's two. I just steep that tea, my friend.
If I had drank that much more coffee, Josh, I would have been losing it. That was great.
But yet, didn't you see, she's been caught either on a plane or getting off a plane or getting on a plane 22 times.
Right.
Man.
What a bizarre... what is the word?
Compulsion. I think you nailed it when
that's
you said
what I said.
Affliction?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe compulsion. Some of this stuff is professionals or people that know what they're talking about would say, this is a mental illness. And this is going to sound really stupid, but I doubt if there are a lot of people that have this particular
proclivity.
Yeah, so it's not like she can go find a group.
Right.
Hi, my name is Zelda, and I get on airplanes and stow away. And then 15 people go, hi, Zelda.
Yeah, I stow away, too. Yeah.
You usually come to the 10 o'clock meeting.
Here you go, Pat. Stow away to steal away. Robbie Dupree. Get back.
That's
get
not
back
a bad
to,
idea.
Is that Robbie Dupree?
God, I love
steal
that
Steal away.
Yeah, I do, too.
Stow away.
We met Robbie.
Stow away.
When did we meet him?
I don't remember that.
When we were hosting the Marconi Awards in San Diego.
So we didn't.
The home of the filthiest... certain coffee shop chain in America.
What?
Must have had a bad experience.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you've just heard is an audio hand grenade.
Well, I
Tom
put
throws
it this
out
way,
there, and it'll explode on us all later.
That particular franchisee, I would rather eat off of a toilet in a small town in Mississippi than go back into that.
Well, maybe it was just that one.
Yeah. I know it was. The point is, Christy, we met Robbie Dupree. Really nice guy. And I love that song, Steal Away. Remember that one?
No, I don't. I can't.
It's
very Michael McDonald-y.
Okay. It's very yacht rock. It's yacht rock radio.
There's a good chance I'll recognize it if I heard it.
Yeah, I think you would. But
Oh my gosh, that's right. And Josh really likes Michael McDonald, don't you?
Look, I do. He makes some choices, though. This is inexcusable.
It's a great song.
This is inexcusable.
It's Real Love, a great song from the Doobie Brothers going back to...
It can be argued.
Ladies and gentlemen, going back to 1980-ish.
Michael McDonald writes the best opening lines of any songwriter.
Yeah, he's in the top five for sure.
See, this is great. You just don't like the beginning, the kind of...
Right. I don't like the mashing of the keys.
Sometimes simple is good, Josh. I prefer Doobies with Michael. Darling, here we go. Darling.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm
just another head.
Just another head
on
your pillow.
Not people can sing that way.
Yeah, don't you wish you could do that just for
good
a day?
Oh, Lord. Dude.
I think we all can.
Yeah, you can get higher than that.
It's easy to imitate, impossible to actually do well.
Right.
I think I did pretty good.
That was pretty good.
he's one of my favorite human beings. Let's not pick on him. So the point is, Christy, yeah, were you there at that?
No, we were not invited to that one.
Oh, so sorry.
No, it was just the two of you.
Okay. We were barely invited to the one in Chicago, as I recall.
The one thing I remember about that, and this is really odd. When we landed in San Diego, which, incidentally...
that's one of the scariest airports to land in.
For pilots,
terrifying.
When I lived there, Midway.
You think you're going in the drink, don't you?
Well, you land between buildings. You're going to run into Horton Plaza
and land at the mall.
Okay.
Yeah. They've been talking about moving the airport to Miramar since I lived there in 95. But they still haven't done it. It's death defying.
So anyway, we get off the plane.
We get off the plane and I
hear Bob making the announcements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, coming over the PA.
Mm-hmm.
Please refer to. I'm thinking, what the hell? I figure this is one of Bob's gags, and I'm waiting for him to go paging Richard Smoker.
right.
Richard Smoker. And then I look, and there's Bob. And when we came back, I mentioned this on the air, and a whole bunch of people emailed in going, yeah, there's some guy that does a bunch of airports that sounds just like Bob.
Oh,
weird.
It was very, very odd.
Huh.
But sounds
just like him.
Yeah, very, very cool. And wouldn't it be great to get on the PA at an airport and have a little fun?
Oh, yeah.
Of course. When we found the code in my high school for the... all the announcements were done over a phone.
Oh.
And we would watch one of the teachers who would make constant announcements, and we learned the code, and occasionally we would get on there in the middle of the day and say things.
Have you seen the video on TikTok? That's right.
Yes.
This guy picks up a phone, and I'm going to say a Target, maybe, and puts it down by his butt.
I saw that.
He farts so loud. Man, that's comedy.
In the butt.
I have a butt story today. Did you see the bungee jumper?
I did not.
Oh, Tommy.
Prolapsed anus?
Look on your Twitter, chick.
In any event, the reason we played Invisible Leash, this poor woman who... They've set her bail very high. She obviously needs some mental health.
Yeah, hopefully she gets
some sort. But how do you stow away in a plane is my question.
That's a great question.
You've got to get through security.
Right.
You have to get past
then
the lady that
get on the plane.
The boarding pass woman.
They should get the
or man.
They should get the guy who teaches the seminars for Progressive Insurance on how not to be your parents. They could bring him in and go, "Ma'am, funny. Do you know that you can You can buy a ticket to get on the plane and no one will bother you."
Right.
Think about that for
a
second.
Those are, for my money, the funniest commercials on TV. Right? They're so subtle.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me. 6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
A daredevil in Russia has pulled off a bizarre stunt where he did a bungee jump with the cord attached to piercings on his butt.
No.
Ooh, oh, this is so hard to watch.
This is
yeah. The half-naked adrenaline junkie filmed in St. Petersburg, taking the idea of bungee jumping to the next level by attaching the cord to his piercings and throwing himself off a bridge.
Oh.
As you can imagine, as he plummets, you can hear a bit of screaming.
Oh, boy. I bungeed my ass off the other day.
Oh, my God.
Now, would you test this before you do it?
I cannot.
He must have known something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wouldn't that have? God, I mean, couldn't it have ripped the flesh off?
You would think. You'd think so for sure.
He jumped from a height of 89 feet.
They threw Steve-O and Jackass in the water, hooked in through his face with the fish hook.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right.
Yeah. But I mean, if that had been a problem, he would have been. They could have just driven the boat back and sewed him up. In this case, if the guy's flesh ripped off, he would
plummet to the earth,
hit the ground.
Yeah,
you know what's next, don't you?
No, what's next?
Wiener.
Yeah. Remember, Mr. Lifto.
Yeah, Mr. But wouldn't that literally pull it off?
Beautiful.
Remember, Lifto. We had Mr. Lifto. He was with the what was the side?
Jim Rose's side show circus
or something, and he picked up Josh.
He
had a harness for his male member, and he actually picked up big cinder blocks.
And then he would twist it, didn't he?
Yeah,
and then
it was horrible to watch. That was the closer,
big twist.
I went to a hipster bar in Chicago after an open mic one time, and there was a guy with a piercing at the end of his, and he put a chair on it, and he spun it around, and for his closer, you could staple money to him.
I would pay $100 a ticket to see that.
Staple money to somebody?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yikes.
That hurts. My buddies and I staple gunned each other's legs once.
Ugh.
But this guy, once again, the penile clamp, whatever it was.
Mr. Lifto? Yeah. Ugh.
That will be next. I predict it will be unsuccessful.
Do you think it permanently stretched it out?
His ass?
Well, no, Mr.
Lifto. Mr. Lifto.
Oh, that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah. I imagine his urologist loves him, so it gives him something to talk about at the conventions.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, we played Invisible Leash in honor of this lady. Now, Josh.
Yeah.
This is the song we were talking about right here.
Would I want to know?
Oh, sure.
Why don't we stow away?
Yeah. I absolutely do.
Into the night.
You can work on that, Pat.
That sounds
I think it's
like,
been done.
If anything sounds more like 1983, I don't know what.
Yeah.
Is that like the 80s?
Yeah. I want to say that's probably 80, maybe 80 or 81.
That's a fun song. That's a good margarita on a dock song.
Yeah, it's very Michael McDonald.
Yeah.
And then didn't he have one like Hot Rod Hearts or something?
I'm not kidding.
Wasn't that the other hit he had? I don't know. I think
it came out in 1980, actually.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, released April 1980. Good job, Tom.
This chick and I can do this because we had to play all this stuff. You kind of remember when you've...
What a mess that was, huh?
Prince, I want to be your lover.
That guy who bungee jumped with his... it was connected to the piercings in his butt?
In his buns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's in a band.
Let me get this straight, Josh. So this guy bungee jumped.
The setup
jumped.
Is everything,
this
Josh.
Guy...
This joke's, I'm telling you, for...
Coming in 5, 4, 3...
This joke is for our producer and, like, maybe 4 other people.
Okay.
So it's like many of the jokes in this show.
Yes.
So this guy, he bungee jumps, but the cord is not attached to his body with a traditional harness, but it's attached to his buns, his butt.
Piercings.
With piercings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll stretch it out.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah, he's part of a band called the Saggy Bottom Boys. two thumbs up from Dean.
Yeah, no.
Thank you very much.
Do you want to explain that for the rest of humanity?
That's the bluegrass-esque type band that's in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are they called?
The Soggy
Bottom Boys, yeah.
That's really a high-quality joke.
again,
for Dean, who loves bluegrass music.
That is a great song.
A handful of other
folks. That guy sings real high. I think he's in Alison Krauss's band. I don't know what his name is.
Great. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sorry to bother you. Okay.
We have Christy Lee in the Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom,
yes,
itching
sir.
To get going.
No, not really.
With some news. I'm very excited about today's news. We have laundry detergent news.
Oh, I know, and that's going to piss you off.
And I guess you're not supposed to eat laundry detergent.
Yeah. Well, no. You know, I always wash my laundry in Tide.
Oh, why don't you do it outside?
No.
This is a Tide joke? Try it again. Who knows what
I changed the setup a little bit, so that's why chicks are up.
Try it with Willie.
Yeah, do it with somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, Willie, did you know that I wash my laundry detergent in Tide?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
Ace?
Did I say wash my laundry detergent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I messed it up, too.
No, I think
well,
even,
that's okay.
even
think
had you
about
gotten it,
because
right, I'd try doing it right.
In the news.
You know, I do my laundry, I wash my laundry in Tide.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah,
what is that?
Too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
You know, I think the important thing is
I got that one right?
We finally got there.
Maybe give it with a little more of a speech impediment in the beginning.
Okay, what would you like to hear? Like a lift?
Like a big tongue?
Try it
like
with
a fat tongue?
Try it with a lift.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. You know, I wash my laundry in Tide.
Yeah? Oh, really?
Yeah. It's too damn cold to wash it out Tide.
Oh, that's really good.
That really helps the joke. Although it's very offensive.
I don't know. Yeah, Josh, I usually work pretty blue. I don't really get clean jokes.
Oh, there we go. Let's see, where were we? Chick McGee's at the DraftKings sports desk. Oh, if there is ever a month to have some fun on DraftKings. And, of course, Josh Arnold stands upright, and he does so because of Orange Insoles at orangeinsoles.com. He's in the sidekick chair. Check it out. Free shipping with the code Bob and Tom. This is Tom. There's Willie. There's Ace. We covered everybody. Let's go.
I think so.
The NFL will nearly double their media revenue. That's right.
Wait, from last year or?
Last year's contract. The previous revenue, yes. $10 billion a season with a B.
God.
Aren't less people watching games on TV?
New rights agreement yesterday, including a deal with Amazon Prime Video. Watch Tom's head come off his body. That gives the streaming service Amazon exclusive rights to Thursday Night Football starting in 2022.
I didn't think anybody was watching Thursday nights. Weren't the ratings quite low?
They're pretty good.
They've complained because the teams aren't sharp on Thursday night. They're saying there's not enough rest.
But the ratings are still. Remember that even though ratings may be down overall, if you look at the top 100 individual shows on TV, they're all football games.
Not what I was saying.
Well, no, because what you were saying wasn't interesting or to the point.
None of this matters except for the NFL is going to make a lot of money.
Yep.
That's Amazon.
Yeah. $10 billion.
Yeah.
Boy, it's about
Amazon
time.
Amazon is currently making all of the money.
Right. Well, they're going to get even more of it.
Can't he just give me some?
Amazon. Can't he
I'm
just
backing
give
off them
me
a little
some?
They're overrated.
Okay, what else have you got?
Joey Chestnut has tackled yet another food challenge in the event hosted by Fan Controlled Football.
Oh, now, Jesus. Did he eat more than he ate last year?
You need to shut up. Chestnut was matched up against four teams with two players each to see who could eat the most boneless wings in a minute and a half. Willie, your thought
good.
On boneless wings.
Well, so here we go. This is another thing pretending what it is. A boneless wing is not a boneless wing. A boneless wing doesn't exist.
Right, it's a tender, isn't
it? It's a tender. Yeah. That's all it is. This is the same thing as calling it. What was I mad about yesterday?
The cauliflower
crust or something.
Chicken bite or something. Yeah, go.
We'll Joey 833, the team that took second place. It says team here. Mm-hmm. Must not have been just one guy competing. 31 wings, while third place ate 28.
Okay.
These are pro football.
So these aren't chicken wings that have been properly boned by a professional butcher or chef. These are just chunks of chicken that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, a proper chicken wing has bones in it.
I know.
It's a wing.
So, but when they're calling it boneless wings, they're not really boneless wings.
Exactly.
They're like chicken nuggets.
Yeah. Perfect.
Essentially.
A dressed chicken nugget, if you will.
So we should call him Joey. Oh, wait a minute.
They're mostly beef.
Joey Chestnugs.
Chestnugs?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess.
Those shirts aren't going to sell, are they?
More sports coming up.
I guess chicken tenders sounds kind of
tender.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll find out.
Return the chicken tenders.
Also coming
They're
up today.
They're not real hot.
also coming up today.
They're not real hot.
The Italian army. This is a true story. The Italian army is in the news for blowing up the wrong thing.
Whoopsie!
We'll find out what
Didn't
it was.
The Italian army throw all their enemies in the trunk first? Thank you.
Really meatballs, guys.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.